Essay 76. Open Letter to the Royal Society. I would like to thank the Royal Society for a successful nomination in 2004 for the rarely awarded high honour of a civil list pension granted in 2005. The pension has allowed me to work on the development of the Einstein-Cartan-Evans, ECE, unified field theory. Since 2003, 223 papers of the ECE papers have been produced and have generated an estimated 30 million readings worldwide from three websites. 9 books have also been produced and a great deal of website material. One of these websites, www.aias.us, has been archived as an outstanding website in the National Collection of Websites in the British Library from the National Library of Wales. www.webarchive.org.uk. I am a US dual citizen, so this website is also being archived by the University of California, San Diego, in the US National Collection of Outstanding Digital Collections, including Digital Collections of Science. In 2008, I was granted my coat of arms and raised to the untitled nobility in recognition of my scientific work and voluntary work on behalf of the community through the voluntary teaching of science. The way in which ECE theory has been received is an astounding societal phenomenon, in that tens of millions of readings of this advanced scientific material have occurred in a decade. My colleagues at the Alpha Institute of Advanced Studies and I have therefore initiated a new era of research and teaching using the internet and open source methods. All our work is archived on Google Scholar, and my entire Omnia Opera of about 1,000 papers and books is available on www.aias.us. This work has been nominated several times for a Nobel Prize and Wolf Prize and other awards. The other websites of relevance are www.atomicprecision.com, www.upitech.org, and www.et3m.net. The reception given to the ECE theory has been monitored in great detail since April 30, 2004, and is overwhelming. It can be seen that all the university departments of relevance have accepted the theory and our ways of teaching, and the same can be said of all the other relevant sectors of society up to the seniority of head of state. The ECE theory is designed to cover as much of physics and chemistry as possible by use of Occam's razor, by constructing, in as simple as manner as possible, a unified theory based on well-known geometry. It is a theory that reduces to all the well-known equations of physics, and also produces a great amount of new physics. This much is evident from the fact that it has produced over 200 papers and 11 books in less than a decade. It has achieved much of what the older unified field theories failed to do by eliminating needless complexity. The reception given to it worldwide means that it has been quickly accepted by the scientific community and is already being archived. It eliminates much of the obscurity of older unified field theories. Among its most important achievements is to offer a plausible qualitative explanation of how energy can be obtained from space-time, www.et3m.net. This is by now a mature industry, and this new source of energy is already being used industrially, notably by large corporations in Mexico. The ECE theory has also offered a plausible explanation for low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR, also now a mature industry. In my opinion, both these fields should be recognized and funded. Other recognized achievements of ECE include the unification of electromagnetic and gravitational theory and the unification of quantum mechanics and gravitation. The opinion of the great majority of science is that the older theories have not been able to do this. The great majority also thinks that the older theories have been thoroughly refuted, even though they are still being promoted through the media. The message being sent to the world's academies by professionals worldwide is that the latter have accepted ECE theory and are not satisfied with the older theories of physics. So I should think that almost all the community of professional scientists worldwide endorses the enlightened manner in which the Royal Society nominated me for a civilist pension, thus giving me recognition at the highest level. In order to make progress in any area of human thought, new ideas are needed. This is self-evident. New ideas are needed especially when the older ones have been refuted to the satisfaction of essentially the entire community of professionals. Sometimes these ideas appear so radical and unfamiliar that they are at first difficult to understand. But when these ideas are powerful enough, they easily surmount any barrier of misunderstanding or incomprehension. It is also possible now to monitor the way in which ideas are accepted and to monitor the way in which a new theory is studied. The feedback to AIAS.us has been monitored in many ways and in great detail, and it is known with complete objectivity that ECE has made an impact almost unprecedented in science. The teaching and dissemination of science has also been changed completely in the last decade by the open source revolution, and so journals and older practices of refereeing have become obsolete. The practice now is to let papers appear open source and let the colleagues decide directly on their merit. The verdict on ECE has been unanimously positive. The various forms of feedback that show this are available on AIAS.us and in the National Libraries worldwide, archived among the world's leading digital collections. Conversely, the success of ECE means that many older theories have been abandoned by the vast majority of our colleagues. This is difficult for the proponents of these older theories to accept, but it is always a mistake to hang on to a refuted theory. The fact that space-time energy devices exist, and are part of industry, is just that, a fact. Almost everyone finds this new source of energy to be very useful. Professor Myron Wynne Evans, Gentleman, DSc, PhD Wales, Civilist Pensioner, AIAS President.